Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. The other day, I introduced James chapter 1, and today I want to move to James chapter 2. It's one of my favorite books. I've always said to people, when you start reading the scriptures, make sure you start in the Gospel of John. You get 21 straight days where you can read a chapter a day. And when you finish the Gospel of John, read James' short book of 5 chapters. So we chatted about James chapter 1 a little bit the other day. Today, let's chat about James chapter 2. And once again, he starts off by saying, my dear brothers and sisters. It's a big deal to him. He says, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? Uh-oh. This is what happens when there is no partiality when it comes to sin. Okay, so this is clearly one of those step on the toes thing. This verse makes me grateful for God's grace that saves us from ourselves and our inability to live and act and breathe more like Christ. Listen to verse 2. For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, you can stand over there or else sit on the floor, well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? I mean, James didn't pull in any punches here. Can you imagine what life would be like if the sacrifice, the Lord Jesus, for our sins hadn't been made? The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. Before Jesus' death on the cross, they had to kill specific animals to atone for their sin constantly. Imagine if we had to do that now, especially when you think about partiality that we have toward people that may be different than us. And by the way, different could be in the color of skin, background, educational background. It could be familial. It literally could be continent-wide. It could be in so many different ways, including just status in life and the amount of money someone makes. Listen to what James goes on to say in verse 5. Listen to me, dear brothers and sisters. Hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Aren't they the ones who will inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him? But you dishonor the poor. Isn't it the rich who oppress you and drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who slander Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear? And he goes on and says, yes, indeed, it is good when you obey the royal law as found in the scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself. But if you favor some people over others, you're committing a sin. You are guilty of breaking the law. For the person who keeps all of the laws except one is as guilty as a person who has broken all of God's laws. For the same God who said, you must not commit adultery, also said, you must not murder. So if you murder someone but do not commit adultery, you've still broken the law. Now watch this, folks. This is a big deal. Our fulfillment of the law should come from a place of obedience, a place of faith, a place of hope, and a place of love. I say obedience because to obey is to acknowledge Jesus as Lord, the authority of our life. It's when I say I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, but how many of us are willing to embrace the idea of a Savior, but we struggle with Jesus as Lord? Now listen to me, friend. This is a big deal. We are to act on our faith, and James makes a big deal about this. He says, when you get on down into verse 14 and beyond, we'll talk about this on our next time, that faith without good deeds is dead. But in the first part of chapter 2, he gives a specific direction that we should have a big warning against prejudice. What we are to do is to receive and love people, all people, with the understanding that God has created each of us in the image of himself. He did not create white people just in the image of himself, or black people just in the image of himself, or Asian or Hispanic people just in the vision of himself. God created all men, all women, in the image of God himself. We are all image bearers. And the recognition here is that although he speaks specifically of murder and adultery, I believe you could easily supplant those with James saying, so if you treat someone who is different than you, any less than loving your neighbor as you love yourself, you might as well be guilty of murder or adultery. Now, we see adultery and murder and think, okay, those are abominable. But then we give people a pass on how we treat people of a different race, a different color, a different educational system, maybe a different place or geography in which they grew up. And the fact is, James is saying, come on now, y'all, that is just as evil when you treat people that way. Now, in that time, I mean, it was even a greater divide between the haves and the have-nots when it came to financial issues. But the fact is, we live in an America today where that middle class has shrunk indeed, and there are a lot of haves and have-nots. And we are to recognize, regardless of race, regardless of color, regardless of what their socioeconomic status is, that we're to welcome people, that we're to accept people, that we're to love people. And that's part of fulfilling the law in the love of Christ, because this is how we are to act on our faith. So today, I encourage you, when you look at them, whoever that is to you, when you look at them, are you looking at them through the eyes of Christ with a warning against prejudice, that we are to be sure that we love one another as we're to love ourselves? Today, check your heart up and let the Lord bring peace, forgiveness, healing, and encouragement to your soul when it comes to how you see other people. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining us for another weekday podcast, and hope you'll subscribe to weekday podcast and get it in your podcast feed from iTunes, and also join us for weekdaymeditation.com, which you can also subscribe to in iTunes in the podcast, and let that be a part of your playlist so that every morning you just get it automatically and you can listen to both. Get a word of God into your life in a podcast and a time of guided prayer in the meditation. And I promise you, it will give you a great start to every day. I hope you can join us this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We'll have gatherings at 9:30 and 11. And of course, we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. And you can find all of the replays either on audio or video at sugarhill.church as well. God bless you now. Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.